Good morning. It's Friday, the 15th of July, 2022, and I'm Rashan Gidwani. This is Singapore's premier financial news, the Daily Morning Note. And we're live weekdays on Phillip Capital's YouTube, Facebook, and Telegram at 8:30 a.m. Before we start, the earnings from JP Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley have been disappointing. Let us know your thoughts. Here's the latest. Singapore stocks extended losses into Thursday on yet another off-cycle monetary tightening move this year, with the city-state having recorded slower than expected economic growth. The Straits Times Index tumbled 1.2% or 38.06 points to 3,090.63 at the closing bell. Regional indices delivered a mixed response to the grim U.S. inflation report late Wednesday. The Shenzhen Component Index was up 0.75%. The Jakarta Composite Index closed 0.72% higher, while the Japan's Nikkei Index and Kuala Lumpur Composite Index each climbed 0.62%. Wall Street stocks finished mostly lower on Thursday following another troubling inflation report, as disappointing banking earnings set a downcast tone about the second quarter earnings season. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.5%, or about 140 points, to finish at 30,630.17 after falling more than 600 points earlier in the day. The broad-based S&P 500 dropped 0.3% to 3,790.38, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index edged up less than 0.1% to 11,251.19. In Singapore business news, Jardine Cycle & Carriage has made an unconditional voluntary takeover offer for the nearly 10% stakes it does not already own in Malaysia-listed Cycle & Carriage Bintang at 2.70 Malaysian ringgit a share. Currently, the Singapore-listed offeror holds about 89.994% of Cycle & Carriage Bintang, a Mercedes-Benz dealer listed on Bursa that operates 11 outlets for retail vehicles and provides after-sales services in Malaysia. Next up, Innotech issued a profit guidance for its financial performance for the first half of financial year 2022 to June, as higher operating costs and customers' operations disrupted by COVID-19 prevention measures hit its bottom line. The precision metal components firm stated it would likely report a net loss when it releases its financial results in mid-August, according to a bourse filing on Thursday. Moving on, mainboard-listed Pavilion Holdings has been asked to hold an extraordinary general meeting for the purpose of ousting the executive chairman and an independent director from the board. Previously named Thai Village Holdings, the company said in a bourse filing on Thursday that a letter from Seven Star Capital signed off by Cheng Fengwen is requisitioning the meeting to strip the executive chairman, John Chin Xiao Fun, and independent director Ko Chuan Aun of their directorships. The letter also calls for the company, which is in the business of restaurant operations, franchising, and financial leasing, to appoint Cheng, the largest shareholder and former executive director of Pavilion, and major shareholder Chiu Kyung Ang as director and executive chairman, respectively, at the EGM. In U.S. business, JP Morgan Chase reported a drop in second quarter profits on Thursday, reflecting the impact of a weakening macroeconomic outlook that led it to set aside funds in case of bad loans. The big U.S. bank's earnings came in at $8.6 billion U.S. for the quarter, down 28% from the year-ago period, in results that missed analysts' expectations. Chief Executive Jamie Dimon said key elements in the U.S. economy remained healthy, but that macroeconomic headwinds, including inflation, are very likely to have negative consequences on the global economy sometime down the road. Next up, Morgan Stanley's revenue from investment banking plummeted as capital markets seized up, underlining a slow quarter for Wall Street as a dour outlook for the economy muddles the path forward. The firm's investment banking group posted $1.07 billion US dollars in revenue, down 55% from a year earlier, a bigger decline than the 47% drop analysts had predicted. The bank also reported an additional $413 million hit, driven by mark-to-market losses on corporate loans held for sale as credit spreads widened. Next up, the US dollar resumed its relentless rise on Thursday, charting new 24-year highs against the yen and pinning the euro close to parity, as investors bet on the US Federal Reserve ratcheting up interest rates to combat soaring inflation. Global economic turmoil has put a rocket under the safe haven US dollar, pushing the dollar index that tracks the greenback against six counterparts up more than 13% this year. Next, oil prices settled lower on Thursday, but pared nearly all losses after falling more than $4 earlier in the session as investors focused on the prospect of a large US rate hike later this month that could stem inflation, but at the same time hit oil demand. Brent crude futures for September settled down 47 cents or 0.5% to $99.10 a barrel and finished the third session in a row below $100. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for August delivery settled down $95.78 a barrel or 0.5% down 52 cents. In our recommendation section, we look at FANG M stocks. We remain overweight on the FANG M stocks. Overall, they still remain very attractive at 27 times forward price-to-earnings ratio below pandemic lows, suggesting that inflated valuations over the last 2 years from Fed stimulus policies have largely been normalized. Our preferred picks are still Alphabet and Microsoft due to high levels of corporate demand for their cloud and productivity solutions. Long-term secular tailwinds for FANG M industries still remain intact. We have reduced our target prices across the FANG M companies as we increase the discount rates used in our DCF valuation metrics due to rising interest rates. The revised target prices are Meta Platforms, $231, Apple, $194, Amazon, $133, Netflix, $399, Alphabet, $2,879, Microsoft, $338. That's all for today. In the description box, please also find a link to a survey we've created so we know how to improve the show. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you, and see you again.